Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July the 12th, 1837, a newspaper report in the Barbadian newspaper commented on a very general alarm felt throughout this island that had occurred on the previous Sunday as the result of a sudden storm. The newspaper report read as follows. From an early hour of the morning, the wind blew fresh from the northeast. We should rather think it was almost due north. It increased every succeeding hour of the day, becoming exceedingly boisterous in the afternoon, and by 8 o'clock came in such tremendous gusts as to give fearful indication of an approaching hurricane. The violence of the wind increased to a most alarming degree by 10 o'clock, when it moderated, and we had an hour of comparative quietness with drizzling rain. We expected, however, that a change in the wind was approaching, and so it proved. For at 11 it rose again from an opposite quarter, the south, and blew with terrific violence until almost 3 in the morning, accompanied by heavy rain, with several vivid flashes of lightning and distant thunder. Sunday night was an awful one. Few persons, we believe, retired to their beds until the violence of the gale had subsided. That the daylight arrived with a serene sky and a fresh but not alarming breeze from the south, and that our houses were uninjured, was a mercy of Providence, for which we ought to be most thankful. The only injury in town has been that of 2 vessels driven on shore on the reef to the leeward of the town, the Myrtle and the Ruth, both of which, we hear, are total wrecks. Much injury, however, we regret to hear, has been sustained on estates in the country. Among the lists of estates that had sustained damage were Bloomsbury, Carrington's, Exchange, Mellows, Satram, Chimborazo, Seaview, Easy Hall, Mallard's, Borden's, and Windsor. At Society in St. John, the cow house had blown down and a cow was killed, while a building used as a place of worship in St. Joseph was also blown down. Fortunately, there were no reports of people killed or injured. As the newspaper remarked, the change of weather on Monday morning was an unspeakable relief, as many had feared a repeat of the disastrous hurricane that had hit the island on August 11th, 1831. Fortunately, in our own time, we have alerts from the Barbados Meteorological Office to keep us informed about any impending weather systems.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.